And so, as I started doing this, I remember one great story. I practiced this meditation, and this meditation involves a sound, repeating this sound, the sound of God, as Muktananda talked about, endlessly repeat his name over and over again, with inwardly and outwardly, the sound, which is talked about in the later part of the program. And I had been doing it for 15 days. And I was up in my daughter's room, Skye, who is 15 years old. And she said, "Dad, one of the light bulbs in the light fixture, which also is a part of a fan above her bed, and it has four lights in it. She said, one of the light bulbs is out. Would you come up and change it?" Now, my kids are usually very nervous about this sort of thing because I have already established myself as someone who can't do these kind of things. Right? And if I do, horrible things are going to happen. Not because I don't have the talent, but because I have figured out if everybody believes I can't do this, they won't bug me about it. Right? And so I love it when my kids laugh at me trying to fix something and then my wife calls a repairman. And I, you know, everybody has these Native American names. You remember the Native American movie, Kevin Costner's movie?
Yeah,
Dances with Wolves. Everybody is named for what it is that they do in life. My name, my Indian name, my Native American name is He Writes the Checks. Okay? And so I like that, by the way. That's the name I want to have, all right? I mean, I don't want to be cleaning up the garages and fixing tables and, trying to get when the tire is flat. I get a new tire. That's fine. That's sort of the way I've done that, all right? And I'm not saying that anyone else ought to do that, and I certainly know that I would be able to, if I wanted to, be Mr. Fix-It, but it's not the choice that I'm making at this time in my life. So I've really been very adamant about getting a reputation for being totally incompetent in these areas. I like that reputation. And so she very gingerly asked me if I would change this light bulb because she couldn't reach it. And I said, sure, I can do that. Now, my wife never lets me do that because she knows if I, you know, I remember one time she said, pull on the draperies in the bedroom. One of the hooks was not on, you know, and it just sort of come down. And she said, can you just get up there and put that hook on? And she said, we'll close the drapes. I said, we can close the drapes. And I grabbed the drape and I pulled it. And the whole thing came crashing down to the ground, which was great. It's just one of those things where I don't have to fix draperies now ever again in my life. So anyway. So I went up to her room and I said, this is something I can definitely do. I definitely can change a light bulb. All right. So I got up there and I started turning the light bulb. And I turned it and I turned it. And I turned it, and nothing was happening. It was just seemed to be getting tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter, you know? And I just kept turning it and losing a little more force, and I would turn it a little harder and a little harder. Eventually, I turned it, and the whole thing snapped. And there I was holding a piece of light bulb with sort of shattered glass, and the metal part was still up there in the socket. And there I am standing there, and Skye said, I should have known not to ask you to... I said, couldn't help it, I said, but I know how to fix this. I said, honey, go downstairs and get a pair of needle-nose pliers. And we'll get that socket, we'll reach up in there, and we'll get it out of the socket. We'll get a hold of that little piece of metal, and we'll turn it, and then we can replace the light bulb. It's not a problem. So she went downstairs, and she came back up. She said, we don't have any needle-nose pliers. I said, here we go, the cookie thief. I said, we have needle-nose pliers. Don't tell me we don't have them. I know what they are and where they are. And I went down, and of course, I couldn't find them. So I let it go, and I just said, we'll get a new fan. He writes the checks, right? So the next morning, I went out, and I went running. Now, I'd been doing this meditation for 15 days, this meditation that's on this program. And as I finished my morning meditation, I then went for a run. And I ran about 12 or 13 miles, which I do almost every single day. It's just something that I love to do early in the morning. And while I was running, I was thinking about those needle-nose pliers. And where would they be? And I would really like to fix that thing, and I don't like having those that up there. There might be an electrical problem and so on. And there could be a short in there or something, and I'd like to fix that. And as I came into, and it was even in my meditation, those needle-nose pliers kept coming into my meditation. Now, this sounds so strange, so weird. I pulled into the driveway after my run and after my meditation, and there on the driveway was a brand new pair of needle-nose pliers with yellow handles. Brand new, which we had never had before. They were just on the driveway. So I picked them up, and I looked at them, and I went, you know, it's like when you know when these things happen, you go, whoa, booga, 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 you know, like, what's going on here? Guruji, this teacher, this brilliant, enlightened, what I call non-dual being, I'll explain that later, had told me that if I practice this meditation, what will begin to start showing up in your life is that whatever you put your attention on will begin to show up. He said, it will happen. This is like the secret of manifesting. Even though you don't understand it and your rational left brain says, no. You don't just think about something and have it happen. He is saying this is exactly what will begin to happen. So I took those needle-nose pliers and I took them in and I showed them to my wife. I said, can you believe this? And I called Sky down. I said, we do have needle-nose pliers. She said, we didn't have those before. I said, I know. I manifested them. You know, I was like acting like really superior, right? So I went upstairs. I turned the electricity off, just in case you were thinking I wouldn't do that. and got up there, twisted it off, got the light bulb play, and I fixed something. Right? And we still have those needle-nose pliers. And I look at them. In fact, I set them right on my desk just to remind me that there's more to this than the word coincidence, at least in my estimation. All right?